And now at 11:01, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990 and many years before, as we learned just last week right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 65 minutes, sometime after the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. I will say that because I was less distracted than usual today in my life, I went through all of the backlog, made it through the whole darn thing, so much so that I can't even fit it all in tonight's episode. So although the whatever it is, it's over. So welcome back if you just were listening to a test of the emergency broadcast system or an actual emergency, in which case I don't even know what it was. But I'm just going to say that my personal emergency of having a ridiculously long backlog that was well over 70 obits at the beginning of the day on the backlog, I managed to make it through the whole thing, but I'm not going to jam them all in tonight. So we'll still just have a regular radio obituary break as we usually do. We may go a few minutes over tonight. It turns out that we're not going to have anybody following us in this spring semester. Yay! But we're still not going to go crazy because we didn't know. We didn't know. We'll see how it all rolls, as we usually do. I do want to thank you all, though, for your wonderful support during the 34th anniversary, beginning of the 35th year here at Bubbles in the Think Tank last week. You were all wonderful and supportive and made me understand why I keep on coming back. Thank you. But now, it is time for us to undertake a free association, which means that I asked you for words over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and you gave me some words, a heap ton of them, I might say, and I took any number of them, put something together, and now we have an episode ready to present to you, the listener. So why don't we just get it started in the way that we always feel that we all need to approach this program, right here on your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose to rock and roll, baby, now. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose to rock and roll, baby, now. When you're rocking and you're popping, when you're swinging, this is the way to swing. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose. You gotta be loose to rock and roll. We'll be right back.
and roll. nay, that's a why I'm a anxious, anxious to have and feel you close. I hear you whisper, whisper. Mama, you're the most. I'm a anxious, anxious to make you my daddy-o.
Of madness. They fight in silent fury in the effort to possess each other. I am strange. I have approached a degree of love that is so unwise. In one world that it is wisdom in another. I am strange. I no longer have respect for hate, for I am stronger than hate. I am contemptuous of both those who hate and those who destroy. I am not a part of the world which hates and the world which destroys. I want a better world, and not only do I want a better world, I seek to live a better life, that I might have the right to be a part of a better world. If I hate and destroy, I have no right to speak of love. Love is greater than hate, and I have chosen love above all else in the world. I am strange. I know a secret truth. I have a secret rendezvous. The wind touches against my window pane. Come with me, it says. Come with me. I am a force. You are a force. We are brothers. Though I am invisible, I cover the earth. When I'm wrathful, no wall can hold me. Nothing can withstand my will. What is your thought? What is your desire? Come, my brother. You are dear to me. I cannot come to you in full force, for you are too weak to contain me. I might lift you from the ground and frighten you. In this careless moment, I might drop you in my jaw that you want me to come to you. I cannot approach you in your weakness. I am too strong. Come to me as cautious as you will. I will accept you. For the spirit of man is more like myself than anything on earth. Almost, I think I am the pattern for the spirit of man. For if the spirit of man is strong, no power on earth is greater, and no wall can contain it. It will cover the breadth and the width of earth, for like I, the wind, an aroused spirit is greatly to be feared. What weapons are there to use against the invisible? Only fools seek to harm the wind. Only fools seek to harm the brother of the wind. Come, spirit of man, I will take you to new worlds. I will take you to inner unseen worlds, greater in splendors than anything life contains. If you are fearful, you will die in your fear. But if you become as I, you will be strong and do as I, the wind, come and go as I choose, and none can stop me.
Tropical climes for certain times of day, when all the citizens retire to take their clothes off and perspire. It's one of those rules the greatest fools obey, because the sun is far too sultry and one must avoid its ultraviolet ray. The natives grieve when the white men leave their huts, because they're obviously, definitely nuts. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The Japanese don't care to, the Chinese wouldn't dare to. Hindus and Argentines sleep firmly from 12 to 1. But Englishmen detest a siesta. In the Philippines they have lovely screens to protect you from the glare. In the Malay states there are hats like plates which the Britishers won't wear. At 12 noon the natives swoon and no further work is done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Such a surprise. signifies for the eastern eyes to see. That though the English are effete, they're quite impervious to heat. When the white man rides, every native hides in glee. Because the simple creatures hope he will impale his soul a topi on a tree. It seems such a shame when the English claim the earth, that they give rise to such hilarity and mirth. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The toughest Burmese bandit can never understand it. In Rangoon, the heat of noon is just what the natives shun. They put the Scotch or rye down and lie down. In a jungle town where the sun beats down to the rage of man and beast, the English garb of the English Saab merely gets a bit more creased. In Bangkok, at 12 o'clock, they foam at the mouth and run. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. The smallest Malay rabbit deplores this foolish habit. In Hong Kong, they strike a gong and fire off a noonday gun to reprimand each inmate who's in late. In the mangrove swamps by the python romps, there is peace from 12 to 2. Even caribous lie around and snooze, for there's nothing else to do. In Bengal, to move at all is seldom, if ever, done. But mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday, 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 out in the midday sun.
Hallucinogenic horrors, not only on the screen, but in the audience, all around you. It's a hallucinogenic nightmare. You are put in the middle of the picture with bloodthirsty maniacs all around you. Not only on the screen, but live maniacs in the audience. All over the theater, looking for homicidal maniacs escape from an asylum. They terrorize a community. Gullible, love-starved women become their prey. And you'll see these same bloodthirsty maniacs in the audience all around you alive. For the thrill of your life, see, the maniacs are loose.
Don't I ask people just don't come. And my dishes reflect that. Same holds true for the town. It's good to see you. Don't be a stranger. Never go anywhere. I just won't get in my car, you know, 'cause I just don't drive. And my tires reflect that like a rubber mirror. It's good to see you. Don't be a stranger. It's good to see you. Stranger, it's good to see.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And, you know, that Strope Oakland. I don't know if you know who that was, but that was Paulette. A Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, a Bubbles in the Think Tank bee's knee. She's done it all. She's in the Bubbles in the Think Tank stable of stars. And she's coming back, I think, in May. Stay tuned for more details on that. It'll be, pretty sure there'll be a Boston appearance, a Cape Cod appearance, and a Dreamaway appearance way out there in Beckett, Massachusetts. So you'll want to make sure you're paying attention to all of that when those details become clear. In the meantime, you might want to note that the number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs is 54, and the number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is 0. It's a message in the public interest from your good friends here at WMFO in Medford. Now it's time for us to move on and get right back into this free association. Thank you all the listeners over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group who participated tonight by giving me words to make me think of things to play. That's what we're doing right now as we go on back into it with another bee's knee. This one from just 2019. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
There's a conjurer. Lives on a mountain. Who speaks baloney and makes it true. But it's only true if you believe it. So be careful if you do. Beware the man who casts his spells from scraps of processed meat. He'll be taking sandwiches. Where vegetables and just leave you there. Just opinion. Follow ye this wizard if you dare. He'll put you in a
for another story of drama and tense emotion, a tale well designed to keep you in Society. And here with us again to set the stage for today's thriller is the noted lecturer and world traveler, Commander Neville Putney. Commander, I'm sure that you've reached into your amazing file and brought forth another tale well designed to keep us all in anxiety.
Yes, indeed I have, young man. It's the true story of a husband and wife whose marriage had been unhappy for many years. Their miserable home life was not much different from that endured by millions of others. But one day, their domestic problems were destined to take a sudden turn that would leave them face to face with anxiety. The key figures in our latest story were Gundar and Helga Gonzalez. They'd been married for more than 20 years, and through it all, Gundar had been the typical henpecked husband, catering to the whims of a domineering wife. One evening started out much like the others as they finished dinner and Gundar began clearing away the dishes.
Are you going to begin puttering around with your housework again before you serve my coffee? You know how it disturbs me to wait.
Well, there's no need to get upset, honey bunch. I'll pour a coffee right now.
Well, it's a good thing. I've had enough aggravation from you for one day. Just a moment. Didn't I see you slip something into my cup there?
No, of course not, love. Now, please, drink up while the brew is still hot.
Gunda, I'm sure I saw you put something in my coffee and then stir it up with a guilty look on your face. It's strange this should happen just after you mentioned taking out a large insurance policy on my life.
Now, there's no need to go into details of that again. Handling your business affairs is just another of those domestic chores I enjoy doing after I finish the dishes and the ironing. Now, drink up. You know how furious you get when the coffee's cold.
There's something terribly suspicious about all this. Suppose you just drink this cup yourself, and I'll go pour myself another one.
No, that's out of the question. I mean, to say it just wouldn't be proper for you to perform my work for me. If you want more coffee, I'll fix it for you myself.
Fix it for me, Gunda? There wouldn't be anything to fix unless you were adding an ingredient such as poison.
Oh, come now, Poopsie. You're letting your imagination run away with you.
I don't think so, Gunda. First, there was the business with the insurance policy. Now you're in a cold sweat simply because I want to pour another cup of coffee and have you drink this one. I believe it all adds up to attempted murder. I'm going to call the police.
That for a bit of hair-raising tale, my boy.
Wow, it really has me on the edge of my chair, Commander. But I hope you aren't going to keep us all in anxiety. Was Gunda able to get rid of the poisoned coffee before the police came?
Well, Helga did seize the evidence and hold it until the officials arrived, if that's what you mean. But the beverage wasn't poisoned. What Helga had seen Gundar putting into her cup was merely a spoonful of instant coffee crystals.
Well, that doesn't make any sense at all. Why would he have allowed her to call the police instead of just letting her make another cup of instant coffee if she wanted to?
Well, that seems like a rather foolish question for you to ask, young man. I told you that Gundar was henpecked, so obviously he was terrified that his wife would discover he'd forgotten to brew her usual blend of coffee that evening, and there was nothing in the pot but hot water. His behavior was really quite logical.
Well, I certainly don't think it's logical for a person to get in trouble with the police rather than tell his wife he's serving instant coffee. In fact, I think it's just another one of those dumb, pointless stories you've dreamed up.
Dreamed up? Why, you young whippersnapper, every yarn I spin is a true tale brought forth from my amazing file. Now read the closing announcement before I have to put you on report.
Well, after that, Clinker, this closing copy is sure going to sound ridiculous, but I'll try to get through it, if you insist. Friends, be sure to join us next time when Commander Putney will again reach into his amazing file and bring forth a tale well-designed to keep you in anxiety. Oh,
well, let me tell you people about a guy I know. He wasn't very bright, but he was very slow. He fell in love with a refined broad. She took all his money, and that ain't all. She said, you're silly, silly.
lucky thing to win his way. He paid a $1 million as a movie star. The girls came a running from near and far. They say, you're silly, silly. It wasn't long before the news got around. The girl came around it, who will kick his cat? But he said, hey, I don't want you back. You're silly, silly.
Unmarried, looking for love, life was passing me by. So I sent off my photo, hobbies and age, magazine marriage I'd try. They say for centuries lovely Japanese girls have been trained in the art of pleasing men. Be lonely no more, open destiny's door. For $1 they arrange a meeting. My image was wrong, I didn't like me, so I changed my personality. I bought a deluxe Mersey Beat wig, but it was a size too big. What confidence in my new built-up shoes, so smart for winter or summer, undetectable in normal everyday use. Look out, there's a monster coming. Bye-bye binoculars and Macintosh, everything is just great. I take elocution, learn to speak posh, but still I can't find a mate. Be popular, learn to play the guitar, in 7 days you could be strumming. Be sociable and kissing technique. Look out, there's a monster coming. For my cannabis clothes, I reshape my nose. Plastic surgery's best. To cut down my weight, off comes my left leg. I pass the swimming costume test. Are my sideboards too long? Don't my aftershave pong? I know my nude nose ain't running. What's wrong with my tie? Am I getting too high? Look out, there's a monster coming. Disfiguring ugly my facial hair I had removed electrically. I rejuvenated my energy cells and regained my virility. Grunt, grunt, he put my hand on my heart, I ain't changed any part. He had a machine for a mommy. Please be gentle with me, I come to pieces, literally. Look out, there's a monster coming. 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 Look out, there's a monster coming.
Guess what? It's something I got. I got plenty, but what do I got? No, no, nothing, it's not. It sure ain't plenty of nothing. No, nothing, it's not. It's not. It's something I got. I like it a lot. Now what do I got? What not diddly squat. You almost hit it right on a dot. Hey, hey, ready or not, I got plenty of something. Got plenty I got.
Yacht?
Mm-hmm.
Is it an ocelot? It's not that either.
What is it?
Yay, nay, like it or not, I got plenty of something, got plenty I got.
There should be a set of setting up exercises for the imagination, a way to strengthen that muscle in the mind that lets us dream while we're awake. Here's what you could do. After the dark that you make for yourself of this squared up cube, simply by closing your eyes, you wait to see where the inner light will take you. At first, there is nothing. Only the feeling that you have turned off one light and stand, as it were, in a corridor of black, impatient for another light to go on. And then somewhere behind your closed lids, it begins. The images come to light slowly, almost imperceptibly, and your eyes open to a new geography, a world within a world, and you move by standing still. Since all things pass by you, you look down now from some dizzy up where the crowds of raindrops bump and jostle and make ready to fall in a thing called cloud. A liquid door opens and invites you in. You sit down in a globe of warped rainbows. Before you can adjust yourself, you are riding with raindrops through the glistening air, blinded by silver and sun. Now the colors break from everywhere, and you are bathed in red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all flashing one against the other. And below, coming up to greet you, the arms of the grass. You break apart on the open hand of green. But there is only a delicious joy in you as you watch part of your former self deluge the laboring ant, while another part of you rolls head over heels in love with the long, curving loveliness of the green blade that bends under your weight. Doors of chlorophyll open, and you walk quietly from cell to cell, a maze of warmth that changes your watery identity, and you have become a small member of an organization called a small blade of grass. You've forgotten where the other part of you that washed the ant is now. You see for the first time the bright green sun shining through at the edge of a dark green cloud shape in the big green above. Now walking across you and all your cellmates, the ant, the wet stranger, is your guest, using you and all your friends as a bridge. And you wonder if he remembers the bath you gave him. Just a way to imagine. Just close your eyes and let your mind wander.
got a beat in it. The rhythm's got a lot of heat in it. I bet you 5, 10 to 5, it'll get you doing what it's doing to me. And when the Dixieland comes oozing out of it, the Dixielanders are proud of it. They call it jazz. What it has, that's a plenty for me. Let me take you down to New Orleans, down to Mamie's place in New Orleans. Listen to the tenor, listen to the trumpet. Shut my big brown rolling eyes if you don't rock it to the skies. Hey boy, say boy, that's plenty for me. When the joint gets a jumping and the rummer hits something with a clang, clang. Comes in like a buster's gang, bang, bang. Skimmerink, skimmerink, a ring a ding, ding. Yes, beat it out, brother. There's no other remedy. And that's a plenty, the plenty for me. With a clang, clang, clang. Comes in like a buster's gang with a bang, bang, bang. Skimmerink, skimmerink, a ring a ding, ding. Yes, beat it up, brother. There's no other remedy. And that's a plenty, bluff, bluff, plenty for me. Take it away, take it away, take it away. That's a plenty for me.
Call your baby home. Well, if I needed her real bad, I guess I would call her like this.
That ought to bring her home, Doc.
People
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford.